Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 42. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 28. Daytime highs approaching 52. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 18.
Kansas Middleburg Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the federal judge out of Topeka, Kansas, has confirmed that the former Kansas police detective who failed to show up for his trial that started as of yesterday morning is dead. KNDY News reports, according to law enforcement, there was a large police presence along with a crime scene tape outside of Roger Golubsky's home yesterday afternoon, where the local police chief said the man in the home was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Golubsky had faced six felony charges of violating women's rights, saying that the former Kansas City, Kansas detective demanded sexual favors from female residents of poor neighborhoods and would sometimes threaten to jail their relatives if they had turned him down. The Kansas Bureau of Investigations is currently investigating the scene, as the investigation is still ongoing. In other news, one lucky player of the Kansas Lottery in the northeast portion of the state of Kansas officially hit the $50,000 Powerball prize as of yesterday afternoon. According to the Kansas Lottery, they report that someone purchased the Powerball lottery ticket with the value of $50,000 back on Friday last week.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Bull riding, the perfect fusion of strength, skill, and pure willpower. Professional bull riders aren't just athletes. They're daredevils with cowboy souls. Come experience the true modern West, where 8 seconds of glory will create a lifetime of memories. It's the PBR Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena, December 13th and 14th. Tickets available at selectaseat.com and pbr.com. Stop by any participating Jumpstart for a 20% off ticket discount code when you buy Monster Energy.
It's officially the festive holiday season after the Kansas Highway Patrol ended up citing one semi-driver at the end of last week for being a little too festive and putting Christmas lights all over the front of his semi-truck. As KWCH News reports that according to Trooper Ben Gardner with the Kansas Highway Patrol, they say they spotted the semi lit up with holiday lights as of last week that included red and blue lights, what they said was similar to those used by first responders. While other truck drivers say as long as it's not a distraction, they should be able to make their trucks festive.
I think it's a good idea, just as long as you don't go overboard and it's not a safety problem for you or anybody out there. I'm going to decorate my truck for Christmas. Other people looking at it could cause a distraction.
According to Trooper Ben, they did post saying, quote, Kansas law is clear. Only white headlights and amber turn signal lights are allowed to shine to the front of the vehicles. Adding any other lights, even festive ones, is a violation of state law. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As the Thanksgiving holiday weekend shenanigans wind down across the state of Nebraska, some international students that are attending the University of Nebraska in Kearney say that it's a holiday that they've never gotten to experience coming from Japan, and that it was definitely an experience to see how Americans celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday.
I feel like I knew they eat a lot. That's it.
It's related to history, and this is American traditional days. In Japan, there is no tradition like Thanksgiving, so this is my first time to join a fair Thanksgiving.
That audio from Nebraska TV, where they say even though Thanksgiving may be unique, finding a holiday to spend it with loved ones is a universal thing across all different cultures around the world.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Two men from Washington were among four people injured, and one other person was killed Saturday morning in a two-vehicle accident in Nemahal County, 5 miles west of Fairview. 37-year-old Mark Dittmers and 36-year-old Jonathan Dittmers, both of Washington, were injured when the vehicle driven by Mark Dittmers reportedly missed a stop sign on W Road and struck a vehicle traveling on U.S. 36 Highway. That vehicle driven by 33-year-old Taylor Deere Novotny of Lawrence. The passenger in that vehicle, 35-year-old William Novotny, also of Lawrence, was killed in the accident, and a 3-year-old girl suffered minor injuries. Mark and Jonathan Dittmers of Washington were transported to the Hiawatha Hospital with suspected serious injuries late Saturday morning. Marshall County commissioners conducted mostly routine business at last week's meeting. Washington County commissioners voted to raise base salary for county employees by 5% first of the year. This will include all permanent, full, and part-time positions, excluding contract labor. This follows 5% annual raises each of the previous 3 years. Washington County Road and Bridge Department will close 8th Road between Osage and National Roads this week for a couple of days, while the county replaces a fairly deep culvert that failed. A pair of telecommunication tower requests were heard by Gage County supervisors recently, who unanimously approved a tower near Liberty, but denied another near Philly on a 5-2 vote after hearing citizen opposition, including some 300 signatures in protest that live within a 6-mile radius of the site. An alternate site was suggested, but the applicant had refused to meet with local residents. Don Schuler and Dave Swavely were the dissenting votes. It was noted that Southern Gage County may see additional requests for tower permits as NextLink was awarded grant funding to develop communications infrastructure in that part of the county. Several vehicle break-ins were reported overnight Friday or early Saturday in Marysville, with some items reported stolen. The neighborhood identified includes Jenkins Street north to May and from 10th to 15th Streets, according to a map posted by Marysville Police on social media. The local police department does not provide local media releases, according to policy. An investigation is reportedly ongoing, and citizens are encouraged to check their vehicles or report any suspicious activity. Frankfort Community Foundation Annual Giving Day is Tuesday, December 3rd at the Allstadt Gallery. In-person contributions may be left from 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., or online anytime at frankfortgives.com. Checks may be mailed payable to the Frankfort Community Foundation at Box 186 in Frankfort, or can be left at First National Bank, where donation forms are also available. Please designate the funds you choose to support, and donations Tuesday will qualify for matching funds. Last year's Giving Day totaled well over $200,000. Frankfort Community Foundation Annual Giving Day, Tuesday, December 3rd at the Allstadt Gallery, 7 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available daily on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Frankfort City Library was recently recognized as the top library serving small communities under 5,000 population in Kansas. Librarian Charlene Hedges was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend, talked about the honor and activities and programs offered through the Frankfort City Library.
We're going to be having an adult diamond art night coming up in December. We will be having our annual Christmas program, which is happening also the second weekend. I think it's December 14th. We're doing Elves on the Shelves this year. That's our theme. We're also doing our kindergarten and first grade gingerbread house making, and then, you know, just celebrating the holidays.
Martha E. Ross, age 79, of Vermilion, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Vermilion Cemetery, with a visitation Tuesday from 2 until 8 p.m. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Martha Ross. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ribs with scalloped potatoes, sauerkraut, mixed vegetables, and pears. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, strawberries, and bananas. KUNY News Times, about 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Southwest winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Staying a bit warmer as we head into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Staying sunny and warmer as we head into Friday, though, with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine still continues as we head into the weekend. Sunshine Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 47. Record high on this date 71. The average low 26 and the record low 1 degree. Sunrise this morning 7:30. Sunset this evening at 5:05. A chilly 18 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 3rd of December. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and we all want to look and feel our best. At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we will get you holiday ready with IV hydration, Botox, facial fillers, and laser hair removal. Perfect for that holiday glow and confidence at every party. To book your appointment, come on in to Sunflower Medical Clinic in Marysville or call us to step into the holiday season looking your best.
A roller coaster of a Monday night football game. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Broncos, Browns last night, back and forth down the stretch. And after Denver retook the lead with a field goal with about 3 minutes to go, Cleveland had a chance to answer.
Empty set, three left, two to the right for Winston. Denver, four-man rush, quick throw outside. The ball is intercepted. Intercepted by the Broncos down the east sideline. This is going to be a house call. That is Jaquan McMillan.
That pick six seals the game for Denver. 850 KOA with the call. Denver secures a 41-32 win. The 41 points, Broncos most in a game since 2018. In the loss, Jameis Winston throws for nearly 500 yards, but has three interceptions, two of them taken the other way for pick sixes. Niners running back Christian McCaffrey will not need surgery on his injured right knee, but will miss the rest of the regular season. McCaffrey will be out at least 6 weeks, injuring his PCL Sunday in the loss to the Bills. He's landing on IR for the second time this season. The Niners also losing McCaffrey's backup, Jordan Mason, suffering a high ankle sprain in the game. Jets say they're sticking with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback. NBA, Wolves a 29-point rout of the Lakers, LA's worst loss of the season to this point. 80 points, the fewest by any team in a game this season.
We're just not good offensively right now. I think we spent so much time on trying to get our defense corrected that our offense just took a toll and took a backseat to that. So we're not good offensively right now.
LeBron James, 10 points on 4 of 16 shooting. He missed all 4 of his 3-point shots. He's missed 19 straight threes, second longest streak of his career. Celtics 108-89 over the Heat. Boston's yet to lose back-to-back games this season. Bulls top the Nets 128-102. Pelicans have dropped their last 9. They fall to the Hawks 124-112. College Hoops, the latest poll still has Kansas number 1. UConn drops from 2 to 25.
Thanksgiving is come and gone, and it's somehow December, which means Christmas is in just over 3 weeks. Don't worry, you got this. Macy's Cyber Monday is here to help. Head to Macy's now, where you'll save big on the best gifts for everyone on your list. And best of all, they're all in one place. Easy. You'll find warm winter accessories, cashmere sweaters, and cozy coats for the whole family. Because, yep, it's December now. And while there's 3 weeks until Christmas, these deals only last until tonight at Macy's.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Pennzoil Platinum can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $35.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
During this holiday season, a reminder from One Marysville to shop local and keep your dollars in our community. By supporting local businesses, you're supporting your schools, churches, and community organizations. One Marysville is a proud supporter of these locally owned businesses, and this holiday season, we hope you are too.
Merry Christmas, everyone! This is Maure with Simple Pleasures and Treasures.
And I'm Rachel from MSC Boutique.
This season, treat yourself or someone you love. We're giving you 20% off the entire store and offering 30 tans for just $145.
And don't forget, MSC Boutique has tons of affordable new arrivals waiting for you.
Celebrate the season with Simple Pleasures and Treasures and MSC. Merry Christmas and happy shopping.
Hi, this is Ty Lumley here at Honeyman Auto, Marysville, Kansas. With 2024 coming to a close, the whole crew here would like to say thank you for everything you've done for us this year. We look forward to serving you in 2025. Happy holidays from our family to yours, and safe travels this holiday season from Honeyman Auto Sales and Service.
Looking for personalized service from an experienced farmer's agent? Call Stacy Latta at
785-562-5169. We are farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Truck Buyer Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Happy holidays from Reflections in downtown Marysville, your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store. This is Sharon Kramer, and during the holiday shopping season, stop to see what Reflections has to offer. Toys for the kids and keepsake ornaments that bring joy. KU, K-State, and Chiefs gear for the sports fan. Hallmark cards, Yankee and Woodwick candles for any occasion and more. Locally owned in downtown Marysville, shop what Reflections has to offer this holiday season.
Thank you for shopping local and supporting our Marysville businesses this holiday season.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The broad-based S&P and the tech-heavy NASDAQ composite closed at records Monday, gaining 0.25% and 1% respectively. The Dow Jones briefly topped 45,000, but finished the day 129 points lower at 44,782. Things are looking up for another drop in interest rates. The Fed's final meeting of the year starts 2 weeks from today, and Christopher Waller, a member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, says he's leaning towards supporting another reduction. The numbers are still being added up, but Cyber Monday may have been one for the record books. Adobe Analytics charts spending at about $13.2 billion on Cyber Monday, up more than 6% from last year. 23 years ago, energy company Enron became synonymous with corporate greed and mismanagement when it declared bankruptcy. On Monday, a new Enron launched a website and bought a full-page ad in the Houston Chronicle, promising details next week. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for another Stackline Report.
Well, we've got an aid package circulating in on the Hill back in Washington to help agricultural areas that are in big, big trouble. No doubt about that. And when we first heard about it, we were excited about it. And to be honest about it, I still am. It can turn out to be a lifesaver for a lot of our farmers. In fact, a banker survey just released says 42% of the farmers are going to lose money this year. 42%. Just as well say half, because they didn't count them all, in my opinion. So what's going to happen? Well, first of all, the negative of that is if bankers think that, how much more money are they going to loan you than they did last year? That's a laughing stock. They're going to cut back, friends. So that's going to make it tougher to make a living this year of 2025 when you don't have more money to expand or to keep going what you've got going. So it's a big deal. We've got a bunch of people that want to help, and I like that. I feel better about what's happening here with this aid package than I ever thought I would with the people that we've got representing us back there. We won't get into that. But in any event, one of the things now that bothers us is that a lot of the people there that are in charge of putting this aid package together are worried more about the hurricane problems than the agricultural financial problems. That's just surfacing. And so consequently, that has to be changed. I hope we've got some people back there that can get her done. This market disaster has got to be play into us getting help back in this part of the country.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. December 1st, 2024 marks 100 years of Agriculture Today being a part of the K-State Radio Network. Former host and director of Agriculture Today, Eric Atkinson, discusses key events that have taken place that have created the program that is today. He explains the first radio communication that came from K-State that supported agriculture but took place before 1924.
I believe it was 1912, and that is when the university started a service for agricultural producers, farmers, and ranchers. They were providing, in effect, the first weather reports over the air west of the Mississippi ever. What they were doing was they were sending out weather reports daily in Morse code, and producers had access to what were called crystal detectors. They could receive the code, and they would learn Morse code enough to decipher those daily weather forecasts.
Before there was the K-State Radio Network, K-State specialists found other ways to share their knowledge with the public.
In 1923, a gentleman by the name of Sam Pickard, who was the extension editor at K-State at that time, approached Dr. John Brinkley, who was running KFKB Radio in Milford. But what they did was they reached an agreement with Dr. Brinkley to carry what was called the College of the Air over KFKB, and that included two speakers each night, faculty members from the university, five nights a week for 10 weeks, and they would cover a number of subjects, many of them agriculture, such as dairy, poultry, beef cattle, others like cooking, sewing, childcare, and so forth. And students would sign up to listen, and they would take an examination of the subjects of their choice later on for college credit. Immensely popular, wildly popular. A lot of folks took advantage of that, and that got folks to thinking then about what can we do to really maximize the opportunity of radio from this point forward. And that led to the establishment of KSAC.
Dr. William Jardine, president of the university at the time, was key in helping bring radio to K-State.
1924, December the 1st, KSAC went on the air, and it had the College of the Air concept. It also had what we know now as the Agriculture Today, but was known then as the Farm Hour program each day at noon.
That was Eric Atkinson, former host of Agriculture Today, relaying how agriculture broadcasting started at K-State. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
C&W Farm Supply is looking for an experienced ag mechanic to join their New Holland dealership in Cortland, Kansas. The ag mechanic will diagnose and repair ag and light construction equipment in the shop and perform service calls in the field. Earn $20, $35 per hour, plus health insurance, paid time off, profit sharing, paid holidays, and more. For more information about this service technician position, call Carrie at 308-737-9449. Connecting resources, providing small businesses with human resource solutions.
A holiday wreath is one of our favorite festive decorations, but there may be more meaning wrapped up in those evergreen boughs than you realized. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you?
Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 3rd, the 338th day of the year. Actress Daryl Hannah has a birthday, and Illinois became our 21st state on this day in 1818. That evergreen wreath hanging on your front door is a tradition that goes back to the earliest days of civilization. For centuries, wreaths have been a symbol of renewal and rejuvenation, while the circular shape symbolizes immortality. And did you know there were secret meanings associated with herbs incorporated into a wreath? For example, rosemary is for remembrance, sage is for good health, and thyme means bravery. Hawthorn berries are said to symbolize protection, juniper signifies life and joy, while lavender indicates purity. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hit 7:30 from KNDY and 18 degrees at sunrise. A little warmer today. Highs into the lower to middle 40s on tap, and the warm-up continues Wednesday ahead of a cold front into Thursday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's off to official bowl season after the regular season of college football has officially wrapped up as of last weekend, with Kansas State slipping down to that 24th slot overall after a devastating loss to number 18, the Iowa State Cyclones, 29-21 on Saturday. Overall, K-State put up 364 yards on the board for the game, with 220 passing yards and 144 rushing yards as they finish off their regular season at 8-4 in the middle of the Big 12 Conference with a record of 5-4 in conference play. In Jayhawk football, they also wrapped up the regular season with a loss against Baylor 45-17 on Saturday as they go into the bowl season as well, just sitting two places down behind the Kansas State Wildcats in the Big 12 Conference, having their overall record of 5-7 with a conference record of 4-5. The Big 12 Conference Championship is coming up this Saturday, December 7th at 11 a.m. at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bull riding. The perfect fusion of strength, skill, and pure willpower. Professional bull riders aren't just athletes. They're daredevils with cowboy souls. Come experience the true modern West, where 8 seconds of glory will create a lifetime of memories. It's the PBR Wichita at Intrust Bank Arena, December 13th and 14th. Tickets available at selectaseat.com and pbr.com. Stop by any participating Jumpstart for a 20% off ticket discount code when you buy Monster Energy.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
It was another big weekend for college basketball across the state of Kansas as well, as the number one Kansas Jayhawks remain in that number one position after beating Furman on Saturday with an 86-51 victory. The Jayhawks had come off their big victory against number 11 Duke before Thanksgiving on Tuesday, where they won 75-72, but the Jayhawks still remain undefeated at 7-0 for the regular season now. During the game against Furman, it was all KJ Adams Jr. putting 22 points on the board, playing 27 minutes and having 6 rebounds with 3 assists. Hunter Dickinson also having 10 points on the board with 24 minutes of play. Ryland Griffin putting 10 points on with 16 minutes. Their next matchup coming up on Wednesday as they head on the road, taking on number 21 Creighton, with tip-off at 7:30. In Wildcat basketball, they also had a big weekend, beating Arkansas Pine Bluff, where they ended up winning at home 120-73. The victory puts the Wildcats at 6-2 for the regular season now. They now head on the road with tip-off on Saturday next at 10:30, as they're on the road against St. John's.
marking the Axtell Eagles' fourth straight state title and 52nd consecutive win Saturday. You can listen back to the game broadcast with Max Blasky. Go under the sports tab and archives on our website at KNDYRadio.com to replay or download Saturday's championship game, along with all of our fall football and volleyball broadcast action in postseason. Our Coach's Corner for high school basketball is underway this week, following evening sports at around 5:20.